Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Board. We've had our monthly construction meetings concerning the West Side Sewer, and the bore underneath the railroad is now completed. And so the only boring that is remaining is the two utility lines, and those are much smaller bores under I-70, which will be at the end of the project. They don't affect the interceptor. There are additions. All the boring's done. The project should pick up and move fairly quickly. Southeast Treatment Plant, we've signed the notice to proceed, and it's been signed and ready. Construction should start mid-August is what we're looking at the Southeast Treatment Plant. Johnson Drive Project, the water lines are completed, and the work has begun this week on the stormwater, and I think it'll go fairly quickly over on Johnson Drive. We do have good news about McDowell Street. That project has been obligated, which means it's been funded. We're still waiting on the Corps of Engineer permit. Dan Miller is working on that. And so SEMA, we should be receiving a check from SEMA. It looks like we're going to get $57,601. And so we'll start on that project just as quickly as we possibly can. The Ritchie Brothers sales, we did sell four pieces of equipment. We sold the backhoe for $3,500. We sold the grader for $11,000. We sold the Ford 350 for $3,000 and the Ford 450 ambulance for $4,000. So in total, that was $21,500. The public works study that we had done by Doug Brown is completed. Also within that study is a separate study from the Missouri Joint Municipal Electric Utility Commission concerning our electric grid. Both of those studies are available at City Hall if the board would like to look at that. Today, Ruth Ann Dillon, our director, our EMS director, told me that the Odessa City EMS department has received funding to acquire two new monitors to replace 9-year-old monitors. These are state-of-the-art Philips HeartStart MRX ALS monitor defibrillator. It's easy for you to say. I even had her write it out. They have 12 lead capacity. This is really going to help our EMS, and I appreciate Director Dillon's work to get that. I do want to mention that the mailboxes are over there, and we are going to paint the striping that we had talked about in this meeting. That will be done this week if the weather holds for us, okay? If not, next week. And then work is continuing on the old PD. One of the sides is a little stiffer than the other side. The concrete's a little thicker, so the work is going on over there. So should be completed within the next 10 days for sure.